The force split the zipper open. Papers scattered in the wind. My bike landed on its side with the tires spinning wildly, but pointlessly, in the air. It took me a moment to focus. Some crushed metal garbage cans rolled away. That's when I realized I had landed in a stack of recycled newspapers that had cushioned my fall. As the convertible backed up, I heard Granger say to his friends, "I hope that stupid prick's bike didn't scratch my car." I struggled to my feet, brushed the dirt off my clothes, and watched them laughing uncontrollably as they drove away. What bothered me the most was that not one of them had the decency to glance back once to see if I was all right. Chapter 2. What we called the school newspaper office was a cramped, converted storage closet containing an old teacher's desk, a ripped leather chair, and a wobbly table which we used to lay out the pages of the current issue. A beat-up metal file cabinet held all the past issues. My desk was such a mess that the sign reading, "National Disaster Area, Please Send Help," had been lost in the piles the previous year and had not yet resurfaced. It seems so low-tech because it was. I only